2 Corinthians chapter number 10. And if you want to stand with me and stretch your legs for a second, I invite you to do that now. I believe I had it right the first time. The service just wasn't going along with my message. But that's all right. God knows what He's doing. I reckon He knows a lot better than me. And so we'll just be obedient to the Lord. 2 Corinthians 10, look at verse number 1. Now I, Paul, myself beseech you by the meekness and gentleness of Christ, who in presence am base among you, but being absent bold toward you. But I beseech you that I may not be bold when I am present, with that confidence wherewith I think to be bold against some, which think of us as if we walked according to the flesh. For though we walk in the flesh, we do not war after the flesh. For the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but mighty through God to the pulling down of strongholds, casting down imaginations and every high thing that exalteth itself against the knowledge of God, and bringing into captivity every thought to the obedience of Christ. And having in readiness to revenge all disobedience when your obedience is full. Do you look on these things after the outward appearance? If a man trusts to himself that he is Christ, let him of himself think this again, that as he is Christ, even so are we Christ. I want you to pay attention to verse number 3 and verse number 4. The apostle says, for though we walk in the flesh, we do not war after the flesh. For the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but mighty through God to the pulling down of strongholds. You can be seated. It is interesting the way the Lord sometimes speaks to our heart. Sometimes God gives us thoughts and sometimes He gives us text. This week God gave me a single word. Friday morning early, God placed this word on my heart. The word is found in verse number 4. Paul said in verse 4 that we are mighty through God to the pulling down of strongholds. A stronghold is a fortified structure that is used to prevent an attack. Often a city in Bible days would have one or more strongholds, and these strongholds would be made out of stone, and inside of these strongholds, they could hide civilians, or they could hide soldiers, they could hide treasures. And when an invading army would enter a land to try to take over that land, the first thing they would want to do was try to take over those strongholds. In fact, if they were going to take that new territory, they had to take the stronghold first. Because as long as the stronghold stood, that army would not be able to take the land that they wanted to conquer. You remember in Judges chapter number 6, the Bible says that for 7 years the children of Israel struggled with the Midianite army. The children of Midian entered into the land of Israel. And in the land of Israel, the Bible says in Judges 6, they set up some caves and some high places and some strongholds. And for 7 years, the Midianite army persecuted and troubled the children of Israel. Every time it was harvest season, they would rise up out of those strongholds and take their harvest from them. They would rise up and take their sheep and their oxen at will. And for 7 years, the children of Israel lived in poverty and lived in desperation, because the Midianites had some strongholds in their life. And because they had those strongholds in their land, they were not able to have the victory that God intended for them to have. You say, preacher, what's that got to do with us? In chapter 10, Paul says that you and I are in a war. He says it in verse number 4. He said the weapons of our warfare are not carnal. Hey, I'm telling you, what you and I are doing this morning in the house of God is more than a fairy tale. It is more than a social gathering. You and I are fighting a battle this morning. We are in a warfare. This is a war that we are fighting with. And in this war, there are many people that have strongholds in their life. The enemy has placed things in the life of many men and women, and with the enemy's strongholds in their life, they are unable to have the victory that God intends for them to have. Listen to me now. I know some people that are always struggling. It seems like they are constantly fighting battles in their Christian life. In fact, it seems like that every time they get a little bit of victory in their life, the enemy rises up inside of them and he brings them back down again. They want to be victorious. They want to shout. They want to have the presence of God. But God can't have the territory of their heart, and he cannot have the territory of their life, because there are some enemy strongholds there. And as long as the enemy has strongholds in their life, they are unable to have the victory that God wants for them to have. I'm talking about strongholds this morning. I wonder if there's something in your life or in something in your heart this morning that's a stronghold. It could be that there's something that God keeps dealing with you over. And it seems like every time you come to church, the Holy Ghost puts that thing in your mind. And it seems like every time you try to do something for God, God brings that up into your mind again. And you keep trying to convince yourself, I can fix other areas of my life and I can have more God. I can fix this and God will let me have victory. When God wants you to get rid of that stronghold. And you keep trying to fix other areas, but you'll never get it right till you let God have that thing. And you keep trying to serve God, but you can't find out how. And you'll never figure it out until God is allowed to have that stronghold that's in your life. You're trying to live for God and you're trying to serve God, but there's something keeping you in defeat and holding you back from victory. I'm saying somebody this morning has an enemy stronghold in their life that's preventing them from victory. The truth is that until you allow God to destroy that stronghold, you'll never have victory. Some people have to just give in. Some people have to just let God have His way. Oh, but they're so reluctant to. I thought about this. I'll get to my message right here in a second. Y'all pray for me. Some people have some strongholds in their life that holds them back from salvation. Some people can hear the gospel one time and get saved. That's a wonderful thing, isn't it? But some people have lived in sin so long that the enemy has put some stuff in their life. And there's some things in their mind and there's some things in their heart that they're holding on to. And they're reluctant to give in and let God save them, because if they do, they're going to have to let go of those things. Now, I'm not saying that we have to do certain things to get saved, clean up our lives. We all know better than that. But we also know that there's some things people are holding on to and they're reluctant to let them go. Some people this morning know that they're not saved, but they've told other people that they're saved. And because they've told other people that they're saved, they don't want to come and get saved, because then they're going to have to tell everybody else that they wasn't really saved to begin with. That's a stronghold. Some people have strongholds in their life of sin. You know, the Bible says there's pleasure in sin for a season. Let's be honest. Sometimes some sin's fun for a short period of time. Don't lie to yourself, good neighbor. And there's some people that don't want to let go of the sin in their life. And that's the reason they're reluctant to come to Jesus Christ. God wants them. God wants their life. And God's been wooing them and drawing them. And they've been trying to get it right. But until they give up that sin and repent of it, they can't ever come to Jesus Christ. Amen? Some things that they're holding on to. They're strongholds. There's some people that have been saved. Listen to me now. There's some people that have been saved. God has saved them at some point. But since the time of salvation, they've allowed the enemy to enter their life again and put up some strongholds. Wait just a minute. Let me go back to this thing of salvation. Holy Ghost said we're not done right there. There are some people that have some strongholds in their life about salvation. You've convinced yourself that you're okay. You've convinced yourself that what somebody else has told you is more true than what God has told you. You've got plenty of time. Don't worry about it right now. You can wait till next Sunday. You can wait till you're an adult. You can wait till you're through doing whatever it is that you're going through, what you're doing. That's a stronghold of the enemy in your life that is hindering you from coming to God. I think I'd believe God more than I'd believe somebody else. And if God's dealing with you, and if God is working in your heart, I would give up and give in and give it over to God before it's too late. Amen. But there's some people that have been saved and they've got strongholds that the enemy has put in their life. They are saved, but they are not enjoying their Christian life. They are saved, but they do not have victory in their soul this morning. You know why they don't have victory in their soul? They don't have victory because the enemy has placed a stronghold there. And he is whooping them every time they try to get that victory. Saved but not serving. Born again but not enjoying it. Birthed in the family of God but living like the child of the devil. Amen. Strongholds in your life that are withholding you from serving God. I want you to notice a couple things about strongholds real quick. I'm not going to preach all of this message. Let me just give them to you quickly and I'll move on. Let me say this. Number one, let me show you the purpose of strongholds. The purpose of strongholds. The Apostle Paul tells us that there are some strongholds in people's life that are hindering them from being everything that God wants them to be. He said the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but they are spiritual. They're mighty to the pulling down of strongholds. There's some strongholds in your life. And the enemy has placed them there for a purpose. He has placed them there for the purpose of hindering you from salvation. From hindering you from salvation. As long as that thing is in your life, you will never come to Jesus Christ. You have got to be willing to give it all to Him. What is holding you back? I've seen religious people get saved. And I'll be honest with you, I feel like there were some people this week that said they were saved but weren't that need to get saved. I believe that sure as I'm standing here. And there's some people that hold on to that religion, and that religion they've had since they were a kid is a stronghold and it's keeping them from really getting birthed into the family of God. That's exactly right. They've just always been in church. Mom and dad raised them in church. They've just always been there. So they just assume since they've always been in church and always been around church that everything's all right in their life. But you have to have a personal encounter with Jesus Christ yourself. There's some people that have a stronghold of sin. I've preached on that. I'm not going to go back over that. But they've got a stronghold of sin and it's hindering them from salvation. But watch this. Not only is there some people that have a stronghold that's hindering them from salvation, but there are some people that have a stronghold that is harming them spiritually. Look what he said in verse 3. He said, though we walk in the flesh, we don't war after the flesh. I said a moment ago, you understand that what took place this week was a spiritual battle. A spiritual battle took place Tuesday night, Wednesday night, and Thursday night. And there were some people that came as the week went on that hadn't been here in a long time. And you know what? I'll be honest with you. Some of them left. And do you know why I think they left? Because a battle was taking place inside of them. And they couldn't handle it. Oh, we give all kinds of excuses. But there was a battle taking place for the souls of men. I'm talking about some spiritual things. And I'll be honest with you. There are some things that people battle with that are a stronghold in their life and it is harming them spiritually. Watch this. This is what I'm talking about. Didn't we talk a lot about this week of assurance of salvation? Didn't we talk a lot about that this week? You know what? I can personally, having been there and done that, I can tell you that for a person to doubt their salvation is a stronghold of the enemy in their life. You know how I know that? Because that person that's doubting, because I have been that person that's doubting cannot enjoy the goodness of God because there's always worry and fear and doubt in their life. The service will break out and get on and everybody else be crying and be shouting and you're sitting back there worrying and doubting and you can't get in on it because you've got that stronghold. You want to witness for God. You want to serve God, but you can't because you don't even know whether you're saved or not. How are you going to serve Him if you ain't even sure if you're saved? That's a stronghold the enemy has put there to hinder you from serving Jesus Christ. But it goes deeper than that. It goes further than that. Others have strongholds in their life. They struggle with things, but the things that they struggle with aren't things like doubting their salvation. Spiritual battles. There are some people that have a stronghold in their life of sin. I'm talking about saved folk now. What about that stronghold of pornography that has a hold of some people? Amen. Y'all just go ahead and say amen. I'm talking about that's a stronghold. They never meant the first time they clicked on that website to be addicted to it. But now they just seemingly every chance they get, they sneaking and looking at something they shouldn't be looking at. You know what happened? They played around with a little bit of fire and now they've got burnt. And the enemy has placed a stronghold in their life and they can't be what God wants them to be because they're too busy sneaking around and doing things they shouldn't be doing. What about that stronghold of prescription drug abuse? Oh my. We don't like to talk about that much around church. You know, we look down our nose at somebody that's doing street drugs and illegal drugs, snorting cocaine and shooting heroin. But what about that person that maybe had a little bit of injury at work and they started taking that medicine, but they never could stop taking that medicine and that one pill wasn't enough so they had to go get that other pill and now they're hooked on that and that has become a stronghold in their life and they walk into church and they're glassy-eyed and they're stumbling around and slurring their words. Hey, I'm telling you, the enemy has put a stronghold in their life and they are not victorious Christians because there's something they can't get rid of. Hey, what about this? There's some people that have even allowed things like their family and their jobs to become strongholds in their life. That job has taken the place of God. And you're a workaholic. You'd rather work than come to church. And I understand we ought to work. Shame on somebody. Man won't work. Bible says he shouldn't even eat. Let him starve to death. That's what the Bible says. Amen. But wait a minute. Didn't we talk just the other night about idols? Anything that's above God is an idol to you. And that job can be an idol. That wife can be an idol. That husband can be an idol. Your children can be an idol. If they take the place of God and you're more worried about what they think and what they're going to do than what you're going to do, that is an enemy stronghold in your life, and you're going to have to be willing to give it up before you can let God take over the territory of your heart. You say, well, those are physical things. Oh, yeah, those are physical things. Y'all, don't worry about it. More people ought to do that. You say, those are physical things. No, those are spiritual battles people are battling. Those are spiritual battles. You say, how could that be a spiritual battle? Let me tell you something. That person that has that stronghold in their life, whatever it is, it goes more than just the outward man. That person that has that pornography addiction, they may think, well, it's a stronghold of something I'm putting in front of my eyes. It goes deeper than that. It's the lust that's in your heart that you're battling with. That person that's got that drug problem, oh, it might be something that they're shooting or snorting or smoking into their body, and you think, well, that's a physical thing. No, sir. That's a spiritual stronghold that is in your life, and God can't do with you what He wants to do with you because the enemy's stronghold is not letting Him. I'm talking about a spiritual battle. Dr. Lester Roloff said one time, speaking of the Christian life, he said, it's a battlefield, brother, not a playground. We're fighting battles. Watch this. The purpose of strongholds. Number two, the placement of strongholds. Look what Paul says in your text. What does he say about strongholds? He said in verse number 5, you're going to have to cast down some imagination. Where do imaginations take place? In your mind. Every high thing that exalteth itself against the knowledge of God, that's in your mind. Bringing into captivity every thought of the obedience of Christ, that's in your mind. You know where strongholds exist? They exist in your mind. Some strongholds right here. Why do you think the Apostle Paul placed such great emphasis in Ephesians chapter 6 when he talks about the whole armor of God? And he finishes up by saying this, take the helmet of salvation. Because there's a battlefield right here. And there's strongholds right here. And when the enemy puts a stronghold in your mind, it'll mess with the rest of you. Physically and spiritually. You know what a stronghold in your mind does? The placement of strongholds, it gives you an incorrect view of God. An incorrect view of God. There's some people that won't live the Christian life and they won't get saved because they have the incorrect view of God in their mind. There's a lot of people view God as some angry tyrant up in heaven that is forcing us to be conformed to His will. He's a mad God that makes us live for Him and makes us serve Him. You know how you can notice these people? They'll say things like this. How could God let all the suffering go on in the world? If there was really a God. Oh, if there was really a God, how could He let children starve to death in Africa? Oh, if there was really a God, how could He let these natural disasters come? You know what they think? They think God is some angry tyrant that has a vendetta to work against mankind. that some people think God is just that old grandpa up in the air with a long beard on a rocking chair. They don't take God seriously. He's a joke to them. There's some people, watch me now. There's some people, in fact, in 2016, you know the God that most people are serving ain't even the God of the Bible. He's this hippie, love everybody Jesus that these modern day churches want to serve. Amen. This he loves everybody movement. And God does love everybody. But God doesn't love your sin. Amen. And the love of God does not cancel out the wrath of God. Amen. The holiness of God. Hey, I'm telling you what, God does love everybody, but you're going to have to get right and repent of your sins if you're going to have a relationship with Him. And these people that serve this hippie Jesus, they think they can just do whatever they want to do. They can live however they want to live Monday through Saturday and roll into church on Sunday and everything's just all right. But honey, everything's not just all right. You can't live like a dog on Saturday and sing in the choir on Sunday. It doesn't work that way, friend. God is a holy God and God is a righteous God and God's a God that still hates sin. Amen. They have an incorrect view of God because they got a stronghold in their mind. They have an incorrect view of God, that placement of that stronghold, but they also have an incorrect view of themselves. The enemy will put strongholds in your life and in your mind he will begin to convince you of things that are not true. Notice what he said in verse 5. He said, there's some high-minded people that have got to be reached. You know what those high-minded people think? They think of more highly of themselves than they really should. A high-minded man has an incorrect view of himself and he does not believe that he needs to get right with God. He feels like he is good enough and therefore because he is good enough, God is not necessary. Or he'll think that he is good enough and he is able to control his own sins and he can control what's going on in his life. He'll say things like this, I could stop anytime I want to. Then why don't you? Because it's a stronghold, that's why. You've tried to quit, but you can't. I said you've tried to quit, but you can't. It's a stronghold. It's not, hey, you're not controlling it. It's controlling you. The enemy's got a stronghold. They think too highly of themselves. But now, I'm about done. I'm talking about the incorrect view of yourself. Some people think too low of themselves. Because of past mistakes and past failures, they think because they've done things they shouldn't have done, that God would never be willing to forgive them. God would never be willing to use them again. I prayed with several people on these altars this week. But I prayed with one person. I come down to the altar and I got up in the ear and I said, is there anything that I can help you pray about? And this is what they said. They said, I've made a lot of mistakes and I've done a lot of things that I shouldn't have done. And I'm not sure if God would be willing to forgive me or not. I said, God loves you. God would be willing to forgive you. And they said, I don't know. I don't know with all the mistakes that I've made if God would be willing to forgive me or not. You know what their problem was? They had an incorrect view of God and they had an incorrect view of themselves. The purpose of strongholds, the placement of strongholds, and I'm out of here, the pulling down of strongholds. Verse 5, casting down. Pulling some stuff down. Since it's true that this is a spiritual stronghold in the mind that is preventing you from allowing God to take control of your life, that stronghold must come down. And just like Joshua could not take Jericho until those walls fell, God cannot take the territory of your heart until the walls fall down. Watch this now. I want you to notice the attack on these strongholds. Our attack. Verse 4, the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but mighty through God to the pulling down of strongholds. Notice in this verse, the battle is not carnal or physical. Therefore, our weapons are not carnal or physical. This battle that's taking place inside of you, you can't win that battle on your own. In fact, that battle don't even belong to you. It belongs to the Lord. And you keep fighting it, and you keep losing. You're going to have to give it to God and let Him fight the battle for you. But here's what you and I can do. Those of us that are saved and serving, we can wage war on these strongholds with some spiritual weapons. You say, what are the spiritual weapons? Well, Paul tells us in Ephesians chapter 6 that we should take the helmet of salvation and the sword of the Spirit, which is the Word of God, praying always with all prayer and supplication in the Spirit. You know what? I've got two weapons that I can fight this enemy with, this spiritual enemy. One of them's right here. And the other one takes place right here. And I can try to clean up my family members, and I can try to tell them to get right, and I can try to tell them what they need to do, and I can try to force them to do right. But the only thing that I can really do is get some of this inside of me and get some of that out of me. And when I get this in me and I get that prayer out of me, then and only then can the strongholds fall in their life. One night this week, we met on this altar, and this altar was full of parents and grandparents praying for prodigals in their family. You know what we were doing down on this altar? We were fighting a spiritual battle against some enemy strongholds. The attack. But let me show you this, the alternative. Just as it is possible for the enemy to place strongholds in your life, it is also possible to allow God to pull those things down and set up His own strongholds. Nahum said in Nahum chapter 1 verse 7, the Lord is good and a stronghold in the day of trouble. What about that? I tell you what we need to do this morning. There's somebody that needs to let God have that thing. Let God have that thing that you've been battling with. Let Him bring it down. Come to Him in salvation. Come to Him in repentance. Come to Him if you've been saved and there's something there. Let Him take that stronghold down and then let Him set up one of His own. So that way when the enemy comes against you, there's something deep down inside of you that rises up and says, not this time. This is going to happen no more. There's a new king in this castle. There's a new stronghold here. And God can fight the battle for you. Heads bowed and eyes closed. Nobody looking around. Some people ought to be praying. There's some things that you need to deal with. Some strongholds that are in your life. You know what it is and God knows what it is. And you've been trying to hide it. And you've been trying to hinder it. But God knows it and you know it. And it's time to let the stronghold fall today. It's time to let go of that thing that's preventing God from having the ultimate victory in your life. What is it this morning? What is it that's keeping you from living in the Canaan land, living in the victorious land?